On today's episode of Bed Bath & Beyond, Andy and Ian talk what little sports news there is for the NFL. We also talk about the NBA. There's some really good shit with the NBA. And of course, we talk MLB, the new shit, the baseball. We have some technical difficulties that are Ian's fault completely, 100%. And we round it off with, of course, NFT talk. Zedron emailed me back. You're not going to want to miss it.
3, 2, 1, go.
I am Ian Peacock.
And I am Andy Heidemann. And I hate sports betting.
No matter what you say, I'm betting $100 on it tonight.
How? I don't understand. Is there like some delay?
No, that was perfect. What do you? Maybe there's a delay for you. That was perfect for me.
That was perfect. All right. Well, when I fucking go back and mix this episode, then we'll fucking see how perfect it is. Because I always have to put yours just a little bit later than mine because you're always late on 3, 2, 1, go.
I am never fucking late.
Welcome to Bed Bath & Beyond. I am Ian.
That's Ian.
That was as delayed as possible.
And
Andy, you really shouldn't be in a bad mood.
I'm in the world's best mood when it comes to sports, except that the Dodgers are still back. But
the Dodgers are still back?
Back a couple games.
Okay. Well, you were right, my friend. The Bucks somehow beat the Nets. Well, I say somehow.
Kyrie never played. But you know what, though? Kyrie hasn't played
James
basketball.
Harden wasn't 100.
No, he wasn't. He was out there. He had an all right second. And Kevin Durant played electric. I mean, like,
it wasn't enough.
And it's hard. One guy shouldn't have to do it all. Like, no, seriously, one guy should never have to do it all. But
Michael Jordan had to.
Oh, I mean, LeBron's had to do it for that 1 year for the Cavs as well. I'm just saying, like,
Kyrie. Kyrie.
No, I'm talking about the year that he was dragging people kicking and screaming. The year they didn't win. Well, same. Like, I'm just saying that, like, these players get put in a spot where it's like, and don't say that Jordan did it. He had fucking.
I thought that's what you were gonna say when I first.
I mean, he did though.
Yeah, no, Pippen was very good. Dennis Rodman was very good. He had a good cast of characters surrounding him. Steve Kerr. Yeah, look. Michael Jordan was the face. He was the guy, but he had some ensemble guys. I'm not going to pretend like he did it all by himself. But you know who did do it by himself?
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
I would not dispute that, but my man Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah, well,
with the Toronto
Raptors.
Oh, did DeRozan do it?
No, I thought when I started what I was saying, I thought you were saying about how he did it himself to get them where they are right now, even though he's like hurt, not playing. But I was like, I don't know about that.
Speaking of Kawhi, the Clippers are back, baby. The Clippers are back. They no longer have Doc Rivers to coach them and choke them in the playoffs. They beat the Jazz 4-2 in the series.
They did.
Last Friday. It was great. Great. They lost the first game last night.
Yes, they did.
To the Suns. I'm not worried. Did Chris Paul play?
Yeah. Did Chris Paul play? No, I don't think he did. Devin Booker played like a monster, though.
Do we know what the status is with Chris Paul?
As of right now, we do not.
Chris Paul, COVID. Chris Paul, symptoms free. Suns, hopeful for return soon. Wow, that's great.
I thought you were
going
to keep going.
I mean, that's not great for Kawhi, but I mean, that's great that he is making a full recovery from COVID.
Yeah. I mean, Devin Booker had a 40-point triple-double. The Clippers are not done. If Chris Paul comes back and is able to play, I do think the Suns can beat them.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Hawks, 76ers. Hawks wrap up the series. I mean,
76ers have to ship it all.
I think you start over. I think you do.
You see what you can get for Ben Simmons, which is nothing, and you trade Joel Embiid for something, and you start over.
Yep, I think that's what you have to do. I think you just you trade all your players and you trust the process from the very beginning because they're bad. They're very bad.
I just can't believe
Ben Simmons is not good. Ben Simmons, no, he's not. He's a good defensive player. Ben Simmons does not score points. There was some crazy stat that he like has been 3-for-3 on field goals in the fourth quarter for the entire series.
God.
Yeah, he scored 3 field goals in the entire series. Yeah, exactly. He's 100%. Really good. But when you take into account that he's only made 3 field goals, he's only attempted 3 field goals in the fourth quarter alone, probably not counting yesterday's game. This was before that. Terrible. Terrible, terrible.
Dude, and they won this game. Trae Young was like 5-for-23. Like, I mean, he made 9 of his 11 free throws, but I'm just, I mean, he was not putting them down, and they still fucking won. And if Trae Young is on, this team will be hard to beat, right?
Right. No, absolutely.
I mean, these are every team now is a good team.
Speaking of free throws, Ben Simmons can't make a fucking free throw.
He can't make any single shot. He can't make a single shot.
They're called free throws for a reason because it's they're free.
Disgusting.
So, you know, fuck the 76ers. If you're a Philly fan listening to this, you shouldn't be. You shouldn't even be watching SportsCenter. You shouldn't be online listening about your team because everyone's fucking roasting them. I see it all over Twitter. It's over. It's over. Like, go home, start from scratch. Go fucking blow up the organization and trade Joel Embiid, trade Ben Simmons. Just start from scratch. You guys are never going to be taken seriously as long as Ben Simmons is on your team.
Now we got Bucks Hawks. That's the first game of their series on Wednesday. I don't have the Bucks sweeping, but I think it's going to be no more than like 4-2 Bucks, right?
So are we saying Bucks Suns in the finals?
I am saying Bucks Suns in the finals. Yeah,
I'm telling y'all. I'm telling y'all, Clippers Bucks. That's my prediction.
Yeah, Clippers Bucks. I mean, all right.
Did I not have Clippers in the finals?
No, yeah, Andrew, you did.
I did. I had Clippers Nets. So obviously, Nets fucking.
I hope is Chris Paul gets healthy.
We'll see. Well, we need Kawhi to get healthy. I say we like I'm a fucking Clippers fan. But I do look. I'm just a Kawhi fan, and I'm playoff P too. I'm a playoff P fan as well.
How's it going?
Good. Yeah. Hey, man. How's it going with you?
You know, solid weekend. I didn't do shit.
I was in Charleston for a wedding.
You were rocking the suspenders.
Rocking the suspenders at the wedding. That's my move now. That's my move. I got suspenders at the last wedding I went to as a groomsman gift. And now I'm just going to rock suspenders at every wedding now. I'm going to be the suspenders guy. There's nothing greater than putting on a nice leather pair of suspenders and just fucking rocking balls out. You kind of look Amish. You kind of look like a mix of you're a businessman from the 1920s before the crash, before you want to kill yourself and jump off the Empire State Building when everything plummets. But you also look like you're Amish and you have no idea what technology is or what a cell phone is.
You're constantly carrying a notebook and a hammer in your pocket.
Yeah, anyone need some roofing done? Roofing?
Something for your wedding. You should be careful.
Yeah, it is true. The Amish did come in clutch for my wedding. They built a nice big gazebo or pavilion that is still standing to this day. It's going to stand the test of time.
Better. In sports, it's weird. So much happened, but not a lot happened. The Bucks won, but whatever. And the Suns are playing the Clippers, but Kawhi is not playing, whatever. The Hawks won. I don't really care about the 76ers.
I think it's time then, Andrew, for everyone's favorite segment. Bottom of the barrel. Bottom of the barrel.
Yes.
With Andy Heidemann.
Let's see here. I don't think there's any news at all.
This has been bottom of the barrel news. No, come on. There's got to be something. In fact, I actually know one because I saw it on Twitter today.
Oh, is it the Carl Nassib stuff?
Is he the gay guy?
Yeah, that's what you're referring to.
Yeah, openly, that actually is what
openly,
I... Yeah.
Oh, I was going to say, yeah, openly gay. He plays for the Raiders?
Yep, Raiders defensive lineman Carl Nassib is the NFL's first active openly gay player. Nassib, who currently plays for the Las Vegas Raiders, also announced that he is donating $100,000 to the Trevor Project, a nonprofit organization that focuses on suicide prevention programs for LGBTQ youth.
There you go.
There you go.
Let's see what other news we got. Falcons wide receiver
Tony Hawk is trending. Tony Hawk is trending.
I saw that. I didn't see for what though.
Okay. Let's see.
You gotta read it now, just live on air.
I am. Well, because it was right next to the Carl Nassib stuff. Avril Lavigne makes her TikTok debut with a little help from skater boy Tony Hawk. So I guess he was in her first TikTok video, and it was a nod to Skater Boy. Obviously, Tony Hawk is a skater boy, and that's why he's trending.
Avril Lavigne. Love all... What about her?
She looks
How old is she? She's got to be 45, 49, something like that. How old is she?
She's super young.
No, she cannot be super young.
She's 36. Yeah, she's all right, she's.
Well, I haven't seen her in a while.
That's super young by the standards that we've literally grown up with her. Like she is
sure.
She's timeless. Like she was by the age of 15, appearing on stage with Shania Twain and by God damn it, dude, there's a huge fucking delay. I feel like I'm having a conversation with like a goddamn echo. I'm ranting on air. I'm ranting live on air because this is going to be such a fucking shit show of an episode. But look, there's nothing we can do. The Wi-Fi, I don't know. I don't know what to do.
Are we going to restart it?
By age six, I'm not restarting. No, Andrew, I'm not restarting the episode because like we're already 10 minutes in, over 10 minutes in, and I'm not restarting it. So there's a lag. By age 16, she had a 2-album recording contract worth more than $2 million.
It's a lot of money.
So, yep. She's timeless.
Let's see. Did you want to hear any of these NFL things or no? There's really nothing. I mean,
there actually is NFL news. No, come on. Okay, this is part two of the segment, Bottom of the Barrel, with Andy Heideman. Go for it.
Okay, so Kareem Jackson, who I don't know who that is, says that Deshaun Watson wants to be in Denver because, I mean, why wouldn't he want to be anywhere fucking else? But I don't think anything.
What's with everyone going to what? What's I mean, with everyone Denver, going to Denver? What's with like Aaron Rodgers Denver, going to Denver? What's with Deshaun Watson?
It's a desirable destination. I mean, I like your receivers. I like Jerry Jeudy and I like Cortland Sutton and I like Noah Fant as your tight end. You got Hamler. An all right running back. Yeah. Well, yeah. And then you also got a decent defense. Like you have a great secondary. Your defensive line's pretty good. I think if they had a decent quarterback, the only thing that sucks is, I mean, you're playing in a division then like with the Chargers and with the fucking Chiefs. It's just. Hello.
It's just what?
What?
It's just what, Andrew?
I was just waiting for you to respond. I was just like, I don't know. I feel like it's hard to commit to a guy. Like for example, Drew Locke is bad, and we know he's bad, but they can't really trade for an okay QB because that's like the worst thing you could do. So you're praying that you're either going to ride Drew Locke out for his cheap contract or you're going to trade for an all-star like Watson or Rodgers. But if you don't get one of those two guys, you have to ride Drew Locke because what are you going to fucking do? Go spend money on a mediocre guy? No.
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't at all. What else is there in the bottom of the barrel? What else do you see down there?
Matt LaFleur says AJ Dillon's receiving ability can be deceptive because he's a big running back.
Okay.
Dak Prescott, right, that's pretty bottom. CeeDee Lamb will be a big time threat and have a breakout season.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, that's good for fantasy owners.
Cowboys, they actually signed their first round linebacker, Micah Parsons, to a guaranteed 4-year deal, but it doesn't say here the contract amount, but it looks like he was signed. That's it. Okay. That's the whole thing.
That's bottom of the barrel. I give it a C.
That's generous.
And I'll tell you why. You had some big names. You had Deshaun Watson. You had CeeDee Lamb. And we had it's also Pride Month, so for Nassib being the first active openly gay player in the NFL, I'll give it a C.
Oh, you know what? There is one more that's interesting, but it has like no merit because it's not quoted by anyone. It just says someone within the org predicts that Aaron Rodgers won't show up until week 3 or 4. Which, I mean, like, that's interesting week if three true, or f- but like, I don't think that that's true. I think that if Aaron Rodgers, he's either going to show up before the season starts or he's not going to show up at all. Because if he shows up to put his body on the line and like put his future in jeopardy, like he's not going to risk coming into an 0-4 team. Like he's because they're like in a position where they could try to go like win a ring. So he's going to show up beforehand to put them in the best position possible if he's going to play.
Unless, and I could see this because he's a petty man, I could see him being like, okay, guys, remember when you drafted this Jordan Love guy? You know, you traded up to get this guy, and now you guys are 0-4. Okay, do you guys apologize yet? You get to be mayor of I Told You So Town.
Can you imagine? Okay, so the game, it's like week 4, it's in Lambeau, they're 0-3 already. And like Aaron Rodgers just shows up to the stadium rocking a fucking Jordan Love jersey, holding up a sign like, I'm your biggest fan. And he's just awful.
That would actually be hilarious. I can see Aaron Rodgers do it. Again, petty.
That'd be funny. I mean, he does stuff with Pat McAfee all the time. I mean, he's got a solid sense of humor.
He also has a pretty big sense of humor.
Do you want to talk about baseball?
Yeah, sure, Andrew. Well, tell me about your Dodgers.
1.5 games back, and actually it was awful because I watched the Giants play Arizona 4 days ago, and I was like, it doesn't matter, there's no way Arizona can win. They have 17 game losing streak. The only bright side is that the Dodgers will get to play Arizona just as many times. And also, though, I'm a little nervous. San Diego, they're not good. They're good, but they're not like great. But they're also, they're only 2 games behind the Dodgers. They're 5 games away from the lead. But it looks like with the Giants playing the way they are, we're probably playing for a wild card spot. And if we get caught, we're going to get fucked.
Yeah, I hope you guys get fucked. I hope you get fucked hard, dude. Speaking of baseball, what?
Could you do me a favor? The Cubs and the Brewers have been tied for, I think, literally an entire season. So if
I know, I was about to say, speaking of baseball, nothing's changed in the NL Central because the Brewers and the Cubs are still tied for first place. So, I mean, we're playing the Indians right now. I'm actually going to a game tomorrow night, Tuesday night, against the Indians. So I'm excited about that. That'll be my 4th game at Wrigley this season. What else? I had something. Oh, I went to a charity golf event today. Didn't go to work. Went to a charity golf event instead. All right. And they had a silent auction after everyone played their 18 holes. Came back into the clubhouse, got some dinner, got to do the silent auction on your phone. And there were 2 items that I really wanted. One was a signed baseball by Javi Baez, who's my favorite Cubs player. Oh,
cool, cool.
And the other one was another signed baseball by Chris Bryant, who is, like, not my favorite player, but he's my top 3. It goes Javi Baez, Anthony Rizzo, and then Chris Bryant. And Chris Bryant, honestly, he is a really good candidate to go into the Hall of Fame. I think Javi is too, but Chris especially, I think will make it into the Hall of Fame. So even there, there's probably some more value in the Chris Bryant signed ball, but I would take either, right? And so when I paid attention to the auction, there was still maybe 30 minutes left, and the price was, I think, around $100 to $120 each for either ball. Right. And I was like, okay, cool. Like, well, I'll throw in, $150. And I guess whoever had bid on it set like these silent bids, right? Like these automatic bids that like, hey, here's my bid. If someone goes above this, just automatically put my bid up there. And so I got into this bidding match with this fucking bot that was basically programmed by some dude basically saying, hey, you just keep upping my bid. If someone bids higher than me, you up my bid. So I put 130 in, put it to 140. Put 150 in, automatically moved it to 160. I put 170 in, automatically moved the bid 180. I was getting automatically outbid every... Oh, I'll tell you. I was getting automatically outbid every single time I put an amount in. So much so that I didn't even really care. I mean, I did care about the baseballs, but I wanted to beat this bot. I wanted to beat this person who had unlimited amounts of money, apparently, and just told it, yeah, I just it go up to $1,000. I don't even care. Just put that's my max bid, $1,000. And anyone who tries to outbid me, just automatically outbid them. So I got to 200, and then I got to 220, and then I got to 250, and I won. And it, well, I didn't oh, really? Win, but I had successfully outbid the bot. And it said, congratulations, you now have the winning bid. And I was like, sweet. And that by this point, there was maybe 10 minutes left. And I was like, awesome, like feeling good. 250, like definitely more than I thought I was going to spend. Like I was double, actually, of what I was anticipating to spend. But I was like, I won, right? Well, that's what I thought, because 5 minutes later, with like 5 minutes left, I got outbid and it was like 270. I was like, fuck it, let's go higher. And I was like 280. And then it said I won. It said I had the winning bid. And I was like, cool. And then literally with 10 seconds left, someone came in and bought both balls for like $300 each.
Oh no.
And I didn't get them. I did not that get sucks. The balls.
Could have been worse, though. You could have been bidding NFTs, and then you could have been really sad.
Well, that actually makes me feel good. I love bidding on NFTs.
Yeah, but if you'd have lost, you'd have cried.
Yeah, it did. It did have the NFT vibe.
Speaking of crying, your wife totally cried at your wedding.
Thank you. Yes. So, like I said, we were at a wedding this past weekend in Charleston. One of our good Chicago friend couples, they were tying the knot, and it got us thinking, reminiscing about our own wedding when we were down there. And she turned to me, my wife Holly. She turned to me while we were waiting. We were all sitting down at the ceremony, waiting for all the groomsmen and the couple to, walk in and to start. And I was like, $10 that this woman starts crying when, she gets to the altar. And Holly's like, no, like, I don't really see her crying. And I was like, I think she will cry. I think most women cry.
Were you betting that she would cry at the altar or before the altar?
Just at any point, really. My bet was that she would cry at any point during the ceremony. And Holly made the comment. She was like, well, I didn't cry at our wedding. I don't think everyone cries. And I was like, hold up. Yes, you absolutely did cry at our wedding, because I have a very vivid memory of you walking down with your father and she was crying. And she turned to you because she saw you and a couple of our other Iowa friends.
Yes.
And she literally says, choking back tears, sup.
Yeah, that's exactly how that went.
And I started laughing because I saw the whole interaction and you started laughing.
I know, and I told everyone, like, well, not everyone, but I told you guys after after the actual ceremony when we were at the reception. But
yeah, it was a funny event. It's well, she doesn't believe me either, and she's not even like fucking around. She's not even like, like you. I'm just gonna fuck with Ian. No, she genuinely thinks she didn't cry, and I had to like. Are you gaslighting me? Like, are you like trying to like alter my memory of our own wedding? Like, because I definitely saw you cry, and all of our Iowa friends saw you cry because you turned to them while crying and said, "Sup."
That wasn't sup. It was sup.
Sup. Yeah. Just so. Sup.
Yeah. So if that were a bet, because you know we can talk about bets, you'd have won.
Yeah, thank you. And to go back on the original bet, I do not think that this woman actually cried. So
damn,
Holly won that bet. So I guess they're not going to make it. I guess that's what happens.
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry, buddy, you married a sociopath.
So what else is there in sports? I mean, really? Oh, Boston took the Rays. They are now, the Rays are half a game back. Just thought I'd mention that because the Rays were leading for a long time.
Yes. Okay. I mean, look, the American League, specifically the AL East, I think that's a competitive division. I said it, Red Sox, Rays, Yankees right there at the top. White Sox, Indians for the AL Central, they're pretty competitive. And same with the Astros, Athletics, and the Mariners for the AL West. I think the American League is pretty competitive this year. The NL West, dude, the NL West is pretty fucking competitive too. Your Dodgers, Giants, and Padres. Right.
Got
it. Which we swept the Padres. So fuck the Padres. Yeah,
you did. You did sweep the Padres. Thank God, by the way. Thank you for doing that. My other question though is Yankees. Okay, like so. I'm new into baseball, but I know the Yankees are typically one of the best teams. They're also the team that buys everybody, right?
They have the biggest budget. They have won the most World Series if any team in the MLB. They have the most rings. They're the team that buys all the superstars.
Then what I want to know is if they miss the playoffs, like how big is that usually?
I wouldn't say it's like huge. It's not like the Patriots missing the playoffs like they did last year.
Sure.
But it's definitely newsworthy. Like SportsCenter will probably fucking say it because they have Aaron Judge and some other guys, Giancarlo Stanton and the really good like pitching and stuff. Like the people will make a note of it, but I wouldn't say it's like
insane
bust news. Yeah.
All right. Well, there's that. That's baseball, baby. We're gonna go to a game. That is baseball.
If you had to guess, awesome. Yeah, you need to come to Chicago. You need to come. But if you had to guess, how many World Series? If you had to guess, how many? God damn this lag, dude. This lag is going to like this episode. If anyone is listening right now, because they might have just turned everything off, which I would not blame them. But if you're still listening, one, thank you. Two, I'm sorry about this lag. There's really nothing we can do. There's obviously some shitty Wi-Fi, probably on my end. It's usually Chicago. But three, hopefully we sound like we have our. We're having like an actual conversation and we're not just talking over each other the entire time. You're not saying anything. Oh my God. Welcome back to Bed Bath & Beyond.
Yeah, welcome back. What happened?
Well, I don't know, man. Chicago Wi-Fi or something. I don't know. Just computer lost internet, had to restart. Here we are. I think
what's that?
Where we left off. Andrew, we were talking about the Yankees.
Yeah, you were asking me a question, and then I said, I don't hear any of that. And I said, can you repeat that? And then it just
This is going to be such a fucking fun episode to mix. I was asking you, how many World Series championships do you think the Yankees have won?
12.
Higher.
38.
Okay, Jesus Christ. You went from 12 to 38?
Well, I don't know. You laughed at 12, so I don't know. You're talking
about. So you tripled it?
You know, I know one half a season of baseball. That's
okay,
it.
Okay, gun to your head. Gun to your head, and you get within five. You get within five rings, okay?
24.
If you don't. Oh, I was going to say, Andrew. God damn it. I was going to say,
I know what you're going to say. You're going to shoot me.
Yeah, that's actually what I was going to say. And congratulations, you live, because they've won 27 World Series. So you're within five.
How many in a row?
I'm not looking at that.
Well, then.
Okay, that's baseball talk. Now, can we talk NFTs? Can we talk blockchain? Can we talk crypto for a second?
Yeah, we can. I got my email back from Zedrun.
That is great. I'm glad you started off with Zedrun and not the huge dip, all the FUD around the crypto market, because everything is tanking.
It always tanks. And then it'll bounce. We'll be fine.
Yeah, welcome to the most volatile market of all time. But buy the dips, fucking hold. This isn't the first time. It's not going to be the last time that all this shit drops. It might even drop very significantly. Like it might even drop to the low 20s, maybe even to the teens. I don't fucking know. All I know is I believe in crypto. I believe in blockchain technology, and I especially believe in Bitcoin, and probably Ethereum. I'm not going to exclude Ethereum, but
Ethereum has like applications now that are used. You know what I mean? It's not like it's just this random currency. I mean, it's used in a lot of different places for tasks and to do things like for entertainment. So
yeah, I wouldn't actually call it a currency. I mean, it is a currency. It obviously can be used as a currency, but I would not use it
fun
as a
coupons.
Yeah, it's more of a technology utility based token than I would call it than like a coin currency. I think Bitcoin is by far the most superior cryptocurrency to use. And will continue as the space grows. Ethereum is going to be, or has already been, related to the silver, to Bitcoin's gold. I just don't think the main use of Ethereum will be as a currency. Obviously, a lot of NFTs are on it. It's a very well-designed utility blockchain. I just don't think it's not currency first.
I'm excited to buy the Doge dip.
Oh my God. Don't
get me back in there.
Why? Like, okay. Like I understand like the meme and everything of Doge, but it's not real. Like it's
gambling.
Yeah, it is gambling.
That's what it is. Yeah. No, I'm not like when I'm buying it, it's not because I want to retire. It's because I want to maybe buy a car. Like that's why you buy Doge.
Yeah. Okay. I understand that. And listen, you're talking to the guy that rode GameStop all the way to the top.
Right. I mean, and you got to. I'm just like, you know, here's all you do. You buy the dip, and then when you go, oh, Elon Musk hasn't tweeted about Dogecoin in a month, and you buy a little bit more. And then when he does tweet, you wait less than 24 hours, and then you sell. You sell it all, and then you just repeat.
Wash and
repeat.
There's
a cycle to this.
Yeah, rinse and repeat, rinse and repeat. Okay, what was I going to say?
More about NFTs.
Yes, but you were talking about Zedrun and how you got your email.
Yes, they were like, hey, they're like, sorry about such a late response. And I was like, well, I've emailed you four times, so I'm glad I got something back. And they said, hey, just so you know, yep, your email is verified. And I said, okay, thank you. I'm glad that it's verified. And then I said, my most recent email out to them says, I would love to know when it was verified and why it wasn't verified before when you've been sending the emails. Because I want to see what they'll say. I mean,
don't
if they have
stop,
a good reason.
They're already dead. They're already dead.
Well, I'm hoping that if they are truthful about it, and like somebody fucked up, maybe I could be like, I just want a Z10 horse, like a Genesis. That's all I want. And then they'll be like, okay, we can make that work. Because I'm pretty sure that even though I'm verified now and I'm going to be in the running, the 1 in 10 to maybe get anywhere from a Z8 to a Z10, I'm probably not going to get one. Because obviously, have you met me? My luck is atrocious. There's no way they're going to get me a horse. So I just need them to admit that they fucked up and didn't get me an email, not once, but twice.
And what'd they say?
They haven't responded yet. I sent
They're not going to respond.
There's no way maybe. They respond to that. There's no way they tell me like when I was put in there. Because if they tell me it was today, then I'll be like, okay, well, why was I I would love to know why I wasn't before. Because like my account is not actually made with my wallet. My account is made with my email.
That is problematic, yeah.
So like I get that maybe I actually, you know what? I'm not going to bail him out. I don't get it. It's made with my email. There's no reason it shouldn't have been verified from the second it was created. Right?
Yeah, look, okay. Yeah.
I know, I'm just saying.
Go off, King.
I'll shoot you. Not you, but you know, the horses.
Right. I want to play a little game since I'm racing fingers so much now.
Yes.
I want to play. It's not a game. It's more of a segment. And it is let's praise fingers. Let's talk about fingers. Okay. Fingers fucks. Hashtag fingers fucks. Because I have raced her in 45 races.
That's so many races. That's way more than the last time.
Oh, yeah. I've been fucking putting her to work. She's raced in 45 races. Of those 45, she has come in first place 3 times.
That's pretty damn good.
It's not bad. It's a win percentage of 6.67%. But here is where things get good. She has come in either first or second place 22.22% of the time.
That's really good.
That's over 1 in 5. Okay. And now here's the best is she has shown in races. That means first, second, or third, because you get paid out. First gets the most. Second is the second. And third, you get at least your buy-in back. So sure. If you come in third, you didn't lose any money. You maybe won a couple dollars. But usually it's like a break-even point. She comes in first, second, or third 31% of the time.
Now, the only thing that can make this better is if her fourth place percentage is the lowest.
So she has come in fourth place 4 times. So here's the
stats.
That's
pretty good.
Here, we'll rate the stats. She's come in first 3 times. She's come in second 7 times. That's by far her most. Okay, actually, you want to hear this? I'm looking at the charts right now. Her number one position out of the 45 races is second place. She's come in second place 7 times out of the 45 races.
Right.
No other place has she come in 7 or more times. Okay? Are you following me here?
I'm following you.
What do you think her second most common place is besides 2?
I'm going to guess it is 12.
It's not. It's actually 11.
Okay, but still, that's great.
Right. We're kind of seeing a U pattern. So if you don't know what we're talking about, you get points, race points to help you get help you get placed into these classes. There's 5 classes. The first class is the most competitive, where all the really good horses are. And class 5 is where all the, like the bad horses are, basically. And so every time you come in first, second, third, or fourth, you get a certain number of points. And the more points you get, the higher you move up in classes. So if you want to be a really competitive horse, you want to get in first, second, third, or fourth.
Right.
However, as you move classes, you're playing against better, you're racing against better horses. So your odds of winning go down because of the caliber of racehorses right. that you're racing against. So there are certain horses in Zed Run, and we call them the U-shape horses, that they come in first a lot, and then they come in last, the second most common. Or you know what? There are even some horses that come in last more than any other position.
Right.
But their second most popular placement is first place. So you get kind of this U-shape effect if you look at the graphs. I'm on knowyourhorses.com. It's my favorite third-party tool that like basically dissects everything about your horse based off of all the information. And you'll see this nice U-shape form, which means that you're naturally not moving up because you're winning and then you're losing. So it's kind of the points are kind of keeping you in like the less competitive classes.
Right. And
but you're also coming in first a shit ton, so you're making a lot of money. So actually, the most ROI horses have the U-shape because they don't They can never get to class one or class two even. They usually stay in class three, class four, or class five, and they just either come in first or last every other race.
What is the most expensive race you've entered?
I entered a $10 race once. I actually don't remember if I won or lost, but I just won. So the last race that I entered fingers in was the Port Louis Maiden Bronze Cup 2400 meter, and it was a $5 buy-in. So I won like 30 something bucks when she came in first, and she had pretty good odds. She had 8.7 odds, and she was racing against one of the best ROI horses in the game. His name is Charlie Cheval. He's a Z10 Genesis Butterin. Get this, dude. He's raced 322 races. He has a win percentage of 23.6%. That's in first place.
That's insane.
He comes in first place 23% of the time. And then guess what? Then he comes in last place 19.3% of the time.
That's so perfect.
I know. It's insane.
The only thing that sucks about that is just like, it would scare me from doing heavy, like it would scare me from doing like $500 races.
No, you don't. That's not the play. If you have a really good horse, go for like the big, but what this guy is doing, he's just using the data and he races in a shit ton. Cause they haven't even introduced fatigue yet. That's on the roadmap, but the game hasn't even introduced fatigue. So when you have a horse like this that literally comes in first place 23% of the time and then comes in last place 19% of the time. And then, I mean, I'm looking at his, it's not even a U. It's just two big towers with just a bunch of little towers in between. It's a field goal post is what it is. It's a football field goal post because you just have two giant bar graphs at the first place and the 12th place, and then 2 through 11 are just these tiny little columns, tiny little bars that just don't even move. This guy, Charlie Cheval, he has an ROI of 64%. God. 64% ROI, return on investment on all the races that he makes. It's crazy. And I'm looking at the stats right now. He just does little entry fee ones. Like $2 to $5 entry fees. And he just adds them up. Now, one thing that I did want to mention about Fingers, because I am very proud of her. She is currently repping a 21% ROI.
Pretty good.
Not bad.
What are the names of the other two again? I know you've got three, but the two that you're going to breed.
Third Rock is my Z8 Butterin. He's the male. And then a Choice Scotch is my female Z10 Butterin. Okay. Both are Genesis. Both are going to stay unraced, and I'm just going to race that. I'm just going to breed them and probably race and sell off their offspring.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense.
Now, if you remember, last drop, there was a horse that got away. Do you remember her?
I remember the subject. I don't remember their name.
The one that got away, Andrew. Her name was Sociopath.
Oh, that now, yep.
She was a Z10 Genesis Butterin. I fucking loved her. I accidentally got a Choice Scotch instead of Sociopath. Again, I was never going to race her. Because I'm not in it to race. I think Genesis are mostly going to be the most valuable horses for breeding purposes, since they're the very top of the Z hierarchy. But I just checked on her on this Know Your Horses, and she's raced 27.
I told you not to do it.
I know, but I have to. She's raced 27 times. She's won 11% of the time. She comes in first or second 22% of the time, and she comes in first, second, or third 40% of the time. She's sporting an ROI of 14%. Her odds aren't great. I'm looking at her odds, and she gets not great odds. She gets 13, 14. She gets kind of like in the low teens, some high teens, but mostly low teens, like the 13 range. I mean, sometimes odds aren't everything, and she's so far she's doing some damage.
You hate to see it. Sorry she got away.
Oh, man. Fuck. All right.
They better give me a free fucking horse.
I don't think they are, but, I mean, you're in the running.
Can you imagine here's the thing. If I get a free Z8, I will buy a Z7 at the next drop.
Oh, wow. That's mighty big of you.
Well, I'm just saying, I will do it because then I can breed them.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Or you can just get two Z10s or a Z8 and a Z10 like I did for the price of a Z7.
No, I know you can, but I'm just saying, like, a Z7 and a Z8. I wanted a Z7 last time, but I never got a fucking email.
That's true. Yeah, I mean, that's true. Ether is fucking plummeting right now. Yeah, it's under 2K. So now's the time to kind of top it up.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking about doing.
Buy some dips. Buy the dips before, I believe the next drop is like July 10th or something. Somewhere around that range.
Yeah. Which is smart. Keep it away from the 4th of July.
Yeah. Yep. Absolutely. Keep it away from our nation's holiday, our nation's birth.
I don't need to be drunk trying to buy a Z7. That's all I'm saying.
All right. Well, I've that's all I got. That's all I got.
Yeah, there's not shit going on. And you're going to have fun editing this episode. So.
This episode's going to be a joy. I mean, there's no lag anymore. So I guess restarting my computer was really the way to go.
Yeah, I might have been doing it.
Fuck, but I can hear you perfectly with no delay. So anyone who made it this far in the episode, you are truly a real bath boy.
That's bath true. Nation. Anyone could be a bath boy.
Bath Nation Army, even women, even if you don't, even if you're binary, non-binary, don't have a gender, gender fluid.
Even if you're shower only.
Bath boy. Everyone could be a bath boy.
Grapefruit.
Normally, you can only get this technique in one of my classes, but I wanted to share this with you because I believe every man should get grapefruited. When you grapefruit your man, it's going to feel as if you are giving him head and fucking him at the same time.
Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling.
Valentino summers and wave runners. Chains on my niggas like slave runners. Drug dealers anonymous. Valentino summers and wave runners. Chains on my niggas like slave runners. Drug dealers anonymous. How many Madonnas can that Mazda fit? My brick talk is more than obvious. It's ominous. Garage is the phantom. Ghouls, ghosts, and goblins. Blonde mohawk the collection. I'm Dennis Rodman.
No better feeling would he ever get than being grapefruited. No better feeling would he ever get.
Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling.
Time to hit the showers, 'cause baths are for babies.